Scientists wondered how mountain people can remain healthy living at high altitudes. To see if genes contribute, scientists analyzed the genomes of three ethnic groups living at altitudes over 12,000 feet, two from Ethiopia and Tibetans. One Ethiopian group, the Oromo, cope the same way lowlanders do, by making more hemoglobin. The Amhara and Tibetans, on the other hand, have hemoglobin levels 10% lower than the Oromo. Does genetic variation account for this? Scientists found that both the Amhara and Tibetan highlanders possessed genetic variants associated with low hemoglobin levels. But they were not the same genes. It appears that each group took a different evolutionary path to achieve the same outcome of dampening the usual response of increased hemoglobin. How about those vacationers in Colorado? They'll have to make do with their own lowland genes for now.